I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I see the triangle, right? I figured it out. Voice of Reason, the solid, hold it down, the beige rage, and the agitator.
The Breakfast Club.
Everyone just kept telling me to prep for this.
One word to describe The Breakfast Club would be black.
Impact in the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in, man.
I don't even know what to call The Breakfast Club. It's like brunch.
Envy, Yee, and Charlamagne.
Wake that ass up, get out of bed, and listen to The Breakfast Club.
I'm waking up.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, it's Monday. Back to the work week.
It's definitely Monday. And I'm going to talk very low this morning. Because for whatever reason, it is hot as hell in this studio. It feels like a summer in South Carolina. Like, what the hell is going on? Why?
I don't know. Well, I'm not in the studio, so.
Lucky you.
The studio's been hot the last month or so. And I don't know why.
And I asked why, and they was like, I don't know. The building. I'm like, what do you mean the building? Turn the damn temperature down. How hard is it to turn the thermostat down?
My goodness. Well, I want to shout out to everybody that came out to Atlanta over the weekend. You know, in Atlanta this weekend, I did my seminar. We started doing the real estate seminars again. People started hitting me all the time saying they want the seminars back. It was a little different. Everybody had to be 6 feet away. All the chairs were 6 feet away. It was very, very, very well spaced out. I had to hire a social distancing police to make sure people were wearing their mask and that they remained 6 feet away, which everybody did.
They have those in Atlanta, social distancing police?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, at certain venues. You had to have EMT and social distancing police to make sure everybody was, you know, away from each other, wearing masks and doing what they were supposed to do, which everybody was. And it was a successful event. It was sold out. A lot of people got the knowledge they wanted to learn to how to purchase a first-time home or an investment home. And our seminar is different because we bring everybody there. So it's not like you go and then you're confused later on. No, if your credit's messed up, we bring a credit repair guy to help you right then and there. If you need a loan, conventional, we have somebody right there that can help you. And there's no like, okay, well, you got to pay this to talk. No, everybody is there. If you're into wholesaling, there's somebody there to help you with wholesaling. There's a little bit of everything at this event, and people got so much knowledge. So I hope people got, you know, use what they got and use what they heard and really get out there and really start, you know, making sure that they're not renting anymore and that they actually own a property. Money's cheap right now. Interest rates are low. So now is the great time. It's the best time. So shout out to everybody that came out to the A. Had a good time. Good time. Right. Next one is May 2nd in New York, New Jersey, May 2nd.
Yes, so indeed.
Hopefully I get to see you guys, but I just love helping people. People are so surprised when they get all the knowledge because it was like, you give us so much, but I tell people all the time, I just want to see people win. I want to see my people win. I want to see people that look like me be able to invest and learn. I didn't know how. My parents had no idea. I had no idea. So the fact that I'm actually making a little bit of change in real estate, I want to, you know, help people out.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. And speaking of people winning, did anybody watch the Grammys last night?
I seen some of them.
Sure,
I'm just
did.
Happy.
The Grammys was pretty good. I enjoyed the Grammys last night. I enjoyed quite a few performances. They were A1. I thought the Baby was A1. Mm-hmm. I thought Cardi and Megan Thee Stallion was A1.
Mm-hmm.
But that damn little baby with Tamika Mallory and Killer Mike dropping the clues bombs for little baby, damn it. Oh.
And Silk Sonic. I thought they did a great job too.
Silk Sonic was cool, but I liked the messaging. You know what I mean? I think that when you have those kind of platforms and you have the attention of America, so to speak, like that, you should use it to spread a message. And Lil Baby definitely, absolutely, positively did that last night.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger Picture remix featuring Killer Mike. Tamika Mallory comes through in the middle to do a speech. I thought it was phenomenal.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll talk about all that. And we got a special guest today, right?
Yes, we do, actually.
Who's joining us this morning?
BRS Cash will be here.
Oh, BRS Cash. Yes. That's right.
Young brother from Atlanta, Georgia, has a song called Throw Baby and another one called Cash App.
Well, on the radio, it's called Go Baby, okay?
Oh, that's whack. Throw Baby is what it is, okay?
Well, yeah, the clean version is Go Baby!
Throw Baby's gold. Clean version, I can't speak for that one.
When you go to the polls, the vote is Vote Baby!
Nope, Throw Baby.
Oh, my goodness. All right. And we got Front Page News. What are we talking about next?
Yes, and you know, over the weekend, some people got some extra money in their bank accounts, so we'll talk about these stimulus checks.
All right, we'll get to it next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Well, after 20 years of playing football, Drew Brees retired from the football game. He is now retired. He did pretty good last year, didn't he, though? He didn't do that bad.
Who beat them?
Tampa beat them.
Tom Brady beat them. In the finals?
Finals.
He's one game away from the Super Bowl.
Yeah, okay.
I'm surprised. Maybe he just wanted it to be over, but I thought they did pretty good last year.
Yeah, he's old, though. That's why Tom Brady is such an anomaly, and that's why you got to look at Tom Brady and be like, wow. Because he's 42, about to be 43, I think, if he's not 43 now. And Brady's like, what, 41, 42?
Yep.
Yeah, it's time.
Congratulations to Drew Brees. What else we got, Yeezy?
Well, the city of Minneapolis is going to pay the estate of George Floyd $27 million after the city council on Friday unanimously voted to settle a lawsuit with his family. Of course, his brother said he would return the settlement money, millions if Emeni could see his brother again. Felonise Floyd said, I thank the state of Minnesota for getting the settlement taken care of. But even though my brother is not here, he's with me in my heart, because if I could get him back, I would give all of this back.
Damn.
Man, and that, you know, this is all as we're waiting for jury selection that's underway for the trial of Derek Chauvin, a former Minneapolis police officer. That officer, former officer, is accused of killing George Floyd back in May 2020 by kneeling on his neck for almost 8 minutes.
And it's got to be so bittersweet to even receive a payment like that, because it is literally blood money. That's literally what it is, blood money.
Right, and there's no amount of money, obviously, that could even make you feel like that's okay, but it is historic, and it's something that, I don't know, it's just hard to say. I don't even know what you can say about that.
And, you know, even, you know, like Ben Crump, salute to my man Ben Crump, it's great to get these settlements, but got to keep pushing for policy. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep pushing for policy change, right? Because these things should not happen, period.
Right.
Absolutely.
And you know, March 13th, by the way, was also... when Breonna Taylor was killed 1 year ago. So she was shot and killed by cops when they opened fire. And they actually had some march here in L.A. as well. So just to celebrate her life. Oh, in Louisville, Kentucky. Sorry, they had a march in Louisville, Kentucky as well. And so they said it was it was very peaceful. But yes, 1 year, March 13th. So again, let's never forget that too, as we're still waiting to find out what's going to happen with that. And you know, her boyfriend is also now suing the police department. And because, as you know, they dropped the charges against him, but he does have a pending state lawsuit claiming in a new federal filing that the Louisville Police Department does bear direct responsibility over Breonna Taylor's death, which they do. And that is your front page news.
You sound like a robot a little bit, E.
Oh.
There you go.
And listen, if people got their stimulus checks, I'll be interested to hear if anybody got that money in their account, because that money did start going out this weekend. And they said if you didn't get it this weekend, you should be getting it sometime this week. So that should be starting now.
Good, because it's well needed for a lot of people out there. All right. Now get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're man or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Keith. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. What's up, brother? Get it off your chest.
Yeah, so I just want to voice my support for my governor, Andrew Cuomo. I just want to say that I support him, and I know that a lot of people are... Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you.
We can hear you.
Oh, okay. Oh, my bad. I just want to say that, you know, a lot of these news, the reporting about these politicians calling for this guy's resignation, and nobody's talking about the people. And they're all in the comments, all in the news report comments. Mad women don't believe the women, and nobody's reporting that. And nobody
don't believe. Wait, hold on. But I'm pretty sure that Governor Cuomo did admit to some bad behavior.
But the way that he admitted it, it wasn't that he admitted it. He was pretty much saying, like, yo, I didn't know that was the way that he took it. Like, he didn't see it. Like, whatever he said to us, like I just, you know what?
Why are you so flustered over this?
Yeah.
Like, why are you so flustered over this whole situation, bro?
Because you know what? It's just that the way the news is reporting is all these news people are talking about all these politicians, and nobody's talking about what the people in New York are saying.
So you're basically saying these politicians want Governor Cuomo to resign, but you and some other folks like you in New York don't want him to resign.
That's the reason why he's boldly sitting there, because he's seeing that stuff online. He's seeing that people are saying don't resign.
I don't think that's the reason. Yeah, I don't think he's boldly sitting there because of that. I just think that, you know, it's probably like for him, if I'm Governor Cuomo and I see all these politicians asking me to resign, I would be asking the same question, like, okay, well, 6 months ago or however many months ago, Joe Biden was getting accused by 8 different women of being inappropriate. Y'all didn't ask him to resign. So I'm like, what? I would be like, what's the standard?
Trump is a prime example.
You said who?
Donald Trump, he said.
Donald Trump. Joe Biden.
When Governor Cuomo is in one JV bar, they say if it's a dark night villain, you could die, be a hero, and live long enough.
Oh, that's a fact.
A villain.
That's a fact.
And everybody was giving Cuomo love this whole year. He's sitting every day, man. He worked so hard every day. And now all of a sudden, you got people turning it back on left and right. And I just think that's crazy.
I don't think it's crazy. I don't think it's crazy. I just don't understand how any of it works, because Democrats will call for one to resign but ignore the other. So, you know, I just don't know how any of it works. It's no consistency.
It's funny. These Republicans got some nerve after they let Donald Trump in the White House.
Republicans and Democrats. Once again, Joe Biden was accused of being inappropriate to 8 different women. So I just don't know how any of this works. That's all.
Well, thank you, brother. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're man or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, good morning. This is Ashley.
Hey, Ashley, good morning. Get it off your chest.
Okay, so I'm on my way to work after being quarantined from having the coronavirus.
Why you say it like that? Coronavirus. Everybody want to put a melody on coronavirus.
That's Cardi B's way.
No, but it wasn't that bad. It was doable, I guess. I just lost my taste and my smell. I actually still don't have my taste. I got retested, and check this out. I tested positive still after being quarantined, but according to DHEC in South Carolina, I'm not contagious. So my job is allowing me to go back.
You still have it, and you.
Yes.
I'm not a doctor, mom, but I if you still have COVID-19, I don't know if you should be going to work.
No, but this is the thing that DHEC says, that it's it will continue to pop up positive in your system for about like 90 days. But as long as I don't have those symptoms and I'm not contagious.
Man, I don't know.
I ain't never heard that one. That's a new one. You just hit us with a new one. I've never heard that one in my life.
Yeah, seriously. Even my job is like, well, do you have any symptoms? And I'm like, no, ma'am. And she's like, okay, then you're all set to come into work. So I'm like,
they just need you at work.
Yeah, but if you testing positive, that's kind of like a liability, right? Because what if you come in there and infect everybody else?
Exactly. This is coming from human resource for my job.
You don't work at iHeart, right?
I'm looking at what the CDC says. It says if you test positive but had no symptoms, if you continue to have no symptoms, you can be with others after 10 days have passed since you had a positive viral test.
For 10 days. Yep.
That makes zero sense.
To me, too.
Because that's like saying, like, if I don't have no symptoms from the beginning, you know, people have been testing and they've been asymptomatic. Mm-hmm. So why do we got to quarantine them?
Mm-hmm. Well, they said 10 days after you first had your symptoms.
But what's the difference? What's the difference? If I test positive and I don't got no symptoms, why do I have to quarantine at all?
They don't know much about this. Every 2 weeks, things change. Every 2 weeks, it's a different. It's different from before. Different. Now we should double mask. Now we should do this. Now
you just be luck. Careful, okay?
Yes, of course.
All right. Thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this?
Young Ush.
All right. Well, get it off your chest.
I got to get off my chest with you, Envy, man. I've been trying to get in touch with you for like 3 years, man. Y'all got to start checking y'all DMs and stuff, man. Come on. Like, you one of the biggest DJs in the Tri-State area, man. I'm an up-and-coming artist. You know what I'm saying?
Stirred the world. Go ahead.
Anybody would be good.
Are you an up-and-coming artist? Where you from?
I'm from Long Beach, Long Island.
Okay, well, let me hear your DM. What was your DM? If you said I'm the biggest artist out there, my assistant probably didn't answer. But what you trying to do?
I had trying to get you to listen to my music, man.
Well, rap right now. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. Spit something right now, bro.
My mom told me when you locked up, let's see where your friends at. People switched up on me. I ain't got no friends left. 20 years, full body. Now you got 10 left. 500 blocks. CPH is where I've been at. People keep wondering where I keep the whip at. My loyalty is earned. Just can't up, go, and give that. Brand new hammer clip. No, I had to extend that. Riding through footing like, where the hell is Diff at? Miss my twins for being born. Something I can't get back. Ish. That Desert Eagle got a mean kick back. Ran down on him. While the whole block was pitch black. Took his hammer. Told him I should push your ish back.
All I hear is a bunch of lies. I just hear a bunch of lies. Man. You just lying. You just lying. You said you did 20 years. You said you got 20 years and you did 10. Have you ever been to jail for 10 years?
I said my man got 20 years. He got 10 left.
Oh, okay. All I hear is a bunch of lies.
He got 10 left.
You just lied the whole time.
You must be out your mind, man.
So you a killer? You bust your gun?
The first time.
You a killer?
I ain't no killer, man.
You bust your gun?
I ain't no killer.
Do you bust your gun?
Yeah, plenty of time.
You're a liar.
Peace. Peace, God. Peace.
Give me your full name. Man, what's your first and last name?
You better not.
See, what? I did good because I got Charlemagne. Hey,
what's your first and last name, King?
First name Sean, last name Usher, man.
He's definitely calling 911 on you, bro.
Sean Usher?
Yeah, yo. Y'all gonna call
911? No, you just admitted to mad crimes on the radio. I just want, you know, people to do their due diligence. That's all.
It's the highest time to come get me. I ain't running.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
Envy, man. Holla at me, man.
No, we don't talk to criminals.
Well, have a wonderful morning, brother. Put the guns down.
Yo, y'all too, man. Appreciate
guns
it.
Down, peace signs up. All right. Thank you so
How
much.
How you just wake up and choose violence through your raps at 6 something in the morning? God
Goodness
dang.
Gracious. All
have
right.
You had breakfast?
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. And let me shout out to Mr. Ruggs out at Copper Cove. He owns a restaurant, one of the best restaurants in Atlanta. There's so many great restaurants in Atlanta. He owns one. And I forgot to pay the bill on my way out. So, Ruggs, if you're listening, I will send you
the... How do you forget to pay the bill?
You know what? I just totally forgot. We just walked out.
Wow. See, that's why you can't have black people in your businesses, man.
He wouldn't have forgot to pay the bill at a white restaurant.
Exactly. Wouldn't even have thought about forgetting to pay the bill at a white restaurant.
Right,
I can't believe
right.
you ran out
that's
on the
disrespectful.
Bill.
Disrespectful.
I paid the bill, and then, you know, somebody said, yo, let's take a shot. I took a shot, and then I forgot to pay for the two shots. So I owe Ruggs some money. Ruggs said, I'm good, though. I'm going
to
send Ruggs
some
money.
Wait, so someone told you, let's take a shot, and then you have to pay for it?
Yes.
He's wow. friends.
Yeah, pretty much, right? But shout out to Mr. Ruggs. Mr. Ruggs, I'll send it, man. He was like, don't worry about it, but now I just want to make sure all my debts are paid. So shout out to
Capricorn. They probably was talking about you when you walked out.
Right? He didn't even know. He's just gonna... I feel bad for the bartender, but yeah, shout out to Mr. Ruggs.
You don't want
to
support these black-owned businesses? You're just going to run out on the
bill? That's what I went. That's what I'm telling people. Go support. But anyway, shout out to Mr. Ruggs. We got rumors on the way?
Yes, and we'll be talking about the Grammys throughout this morning, but we'll tell you about somebody who's been nominated 13 times and has finally won his first Grammy.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
So congratulations to Nas. He got his first ever Grammy, and that is for his album, King's Disease.
Yeah, I see a lot of people saying that was a Lifetime Achievement Award for Nas, but I disagree. In my opinion, King's Disease was the best album in that category. If it wasn't Freddie Gibbs, it definitely should have been Nas, because just to me personally, King's Disease was the best album in that category.
I think so, too. I thought it was the best in that category, but I think Nas, they skipped over a bunch of Nas albums that I feel should have won Grammys, but congratulations to Nas.
Absolutely.
Queens legend.
Yes, other people in that category were D Smoke with Black Habits, Freddie Gibbs and The Alchemist with Alfredo, J Electronica with The Written Testimony, and Royce da 5'9" with The Allegory. Now, Freddie Gibbs did react to Nas winning Best Rap Album.
Look, I might have lost today, but I'm undefeated in court.
Drop on the Clues Bombs with Freddie Gibbs. Perspective, baby. Mm-hmm. Perspective. That's what life's
all right, about.
Jay Electronica album was dope, too. I really love that album.
It was. I enjoyed it.
All right. Now, in addition to that, Beyonce and Blue Ivy Carter made history. They actually, Blue Ivy is the second youngest Grammys winner ever. And Beyonce won her 28th Grammy. So she is the most decorated female Grammys winner ever. Yeah, so congratulations to her.
Yeah, dropping the Clues Bombs for the card. Is Blue not even going to care about them Grammys? You know how kids get tired of pacifiers? Like, the pacifier is the most important thing to them when they're young, but then they get older and they just like, whatever. That's how Blue gonna feel about Grammy.
So many in the house. She didn't see them all.
What is that?
Touched them all.
Another
just
cup.
Another one.
Another cup. You know what I'm saying? Another
all right. Cup. Now, Tiffany Haddish, by the way, won a Grammy, and she found out while she was working on Kids Say the Darndest Thing. Here's what it sounded like while she was on set.
I'm just happy with being nominated, personally.
You've been nominated a couple of times.
Yeah, I've been nominated a couple of times for some things.
But I just
and
won
I
a Grammy.
Love. I just what?
You just won a Grammy.
I just love being nominated.
I just won a Grammy. Are you serious?
I'm not lying. I'm telling you the truth.
I mean, wait. Y'all see this thing in my ear?
Tell them all you just won a Grammy. Congratulations. You just won the best comedy album.
Y'all serious?
I'm serious.
You know a black woman hasn't won in that category since 1986?
Drop on the clues bombs for Tiffany Haddish, damn it.
Crash to Tiffany Haddish, absolutely.
There's no way you can know. Go ahead, what'd you say, E?
I was going to say, what a cute way to find out.
Yeah, and there's no way you can know Tiffany's backstory, know what it took for her to get where she is and not be happy for her. She deserves it at all. Drop on the clues bombs for Tiffany Haddish again, damn it. Hey, Tiffany got an Emmy and a Grammy now, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, she's getting closer to that EGOT, Oscar and a Tony.
All right, and Little Baby was joined on stage by Killer Mike and Tamika Mallory.
Come on now.
As well as Insecure actor Kendrick Samson for his Grammy's performance of The Bigger Picture. Here's Tamika.
We don't need allies. We need accomplices. It's bigger than black and white. This is not a trend. This is our plight. Until freedom. Until freedom.
Down house and couch and watch it on TV. The most 2 years of Twitter rant called it a tragedy. But truly the travesty, you've been robbed of your empathy. Replaced with apathy, I wish I could magically. That's what the future, so then you can face it and see how messed up it'll be. The Gregory told me a couple of secrets before he laid down in his grave. All of us serve the same masters, all of us nothing but slaves. And never forgetting the story of Jesus, the hero was killed by the state.
Drop on the clues bomb for Lil Baby. You know what, man? First,
and Lil Baby. Yeah, to me,
yeah, you got to salute Lil Baby because there was a lot of people looking for that kind of record from, you know, a lot of different artists last year, in particular Kendrick or Cole. And I don't think anyone expected that from Lil Baby, but he delivered. And every time I've seen Lil Baby at these award shows, he's using his platform to deliver a message and adding a verse from our leaders, Killer Mike, and some words from another one of our leaders, Tamika Mallory, was perfect. So salute to Lil Baby.
And in a press release, he said, my performance is important to me and I had to make sure it was right. Nominations aside, actually performing The Bigger Picture means the most to me. I paint pictures with my songs and wanted the performance to bring that picture to life. Just like with the song, this performance had to reflect the real, no sugarcoating. My family, my fans, and my city know who I do this for.
That's right. And I'm going to tell you something. Killer Mike going to really get his flowers when his solo album comes out. He hasn't put out a solo album since Rap, so it's been a while. But he's going to really get his flowers when his new solo album comes out. And salute to Tamika Mallory. Make sure you pre-order her upcoming book, State of Emergency, How to Win in the Country We Built, in stores May 11th, but available everywhere you pre-order books now.
Mm-hmm. Tamika Mallory should put out an album. Her voice sounds pretty amazing.
Right? Mm-hmm. I know.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Ye. We got front page news next. What are we talking about?
Yes, and let's talk about these racist election laws. Stacey Abrams is warning everybody right now about a new election bill in Georgia, which, by the way, they're trying to pass all these election bills across the nation, and we'll tell you what to look for.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Want to sleep great? Let Mattress Firm sleep experts match you to your perfect mattress. I found mine. Visit MattressFirm.com or a Mattress Firm near you to find your perfect mattress. Brought to you by Mattress Firm. Rest assured, we'll find the right bed for you.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Let's get in some front page news. Congratulations to Drew Brees. He retired in football. After 20 years of playing football, being a quarterback, he has retired. So congratulations to him.
Well, God bless him. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure he was tired of waking up with a hurt back. You know, you're 41 years old, 42 years old. It's time to hang it up. Everybody's not Tom Brady. That's why Tom Brady's such an anomaly, by the way.
And 15 years with the Saints, so congratulations to him.
What's Drew Brees' age?
I believe he's 41 or 42.
Let me see. 42 years old.
42.
That's what I'm telling you. That Tom Brady guy is different, man.
Yeah, very different. All right, what else we got, Yee?
Well, let's talk about Stacey Abrams. She was on CNN on Sunday, and she was talking about these racist election laws. Republicans in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Texas, and likely other states, including Michigan and Wisconsin, are trying to roll back access to mail balloting, eliminating drop boxes, toughening voter ID laws, and erecting other barriers to the ballot because of improving, quote, voter security and restoring faith in the outcome. Here was what Stacey Abrams is warning us about.
I do absolutely agree that it's racist. It is a redux of Jim Crow in a suit and tie. We know that the only thing that precipitated these changes, it's not that there was a question of security. In fact, the Secretary of State and the governor went to great pains to assure America that Georgia's elections were secure. And so the only connection that we can find is that more people of color voted and it changed the outcome of elections in a direction that Republicans do not like.
That's right. That's why you got to pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, man. How else are you going to help protect voters from racial discrimination and voter suppression if you don't put something in place to protect it? Simple as that. And I always tell people, once again, this is why people have to stop saying voting doesn't matter, because if it didn't matter, why the hell are they always trying to stop us from doing it?
In Georgia, there's some bills that they're trying to pass that would end automatic voter registration and limit voting by mail and Sunday voting. And they said that disproportionately targets black voters who tend to vote for Democrats. All right. 150 spring breakers were arrested in Miami Beach. And they said that Friday was the wildest day, as about 120 people were arrested on Friday. Two police officers were also injured during clashes with them. They said it's a really difficult situation. A lot of people are coming to Miami and they're coming here with the wrong intentions. So the city is under a midnight curfew amidst the pandemic, and officers who were injured have been attempting to make an arrest when they were attacked. They said the crowd ended up turning on those officers who were there. The gatherings led police in some areas to deploy pepper spray to disperse them. And on Saturday, 30 more people were arrested.
You got to really be committing crimes for a police officer to arrest you during this damn pandemic, because I wouldn't want to get that close to you.
Yeah, you know, and it is spring break time. So for everybody who is trying to figure out what they want to do, you know, just be really safe. And y'all don't got to be like partying in large crowds and groups of people there, you know, just.
You must not have been to Florida, Atlanta, or Texas.
I haven't been to Florida at all. I've been to Atlanta, but not to no parties. But
Instagram.
I'm just saying, if you want to go somewhere, at least try to be safe and not be all up under people.
Florida, Georgia, and Texas, ain't nobody going there to be safe. Okay, they going there to be turned up.
Yeah, those places are open. That's how I was surprised when I did the seminar that they had the, you know, the social distancing police. But yeah, no, those places are open, and people are partying.
That's right.
All right, and rest in peace to Marvin Hagler. He's the middleweight boxing champion. He died. He was 66 years old. He was the middleweight champion for most of the 80s. He died unexpectedly at home in New Hampshire. His wife, Kay Hagler, said on social media, she posted, "I'm sorry to make a very sad announcement today. Unfortunately, my beloved husband, Marvelous Marvin, passed away unexpectedly at his home here in New Hampshire. Our family requests that you respect our privacy during this difficult time. With love."
Now, I saw another boxing legend, Thomas the Hitman Hearns, who, you know, him and Marvelous Marvin Hagler had one of the, probably the greatest round in boxing ever, the first round of their fight. He said that Mr. Hagler died because of the vaccine.
Yeah, I seen that report too. Nobody else is saying that but him.
Right. His cause of death has not been disclosed, and they actually have a website, marvelousmarvin.com. For whatever information, but his family is asking for privacy right now. They said it was natural causes, according to his website.
Well, Thomas Hearns. All right. That is your front page. Somewhere, though.
I don't know. I'm just telling you what it says here. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't report anything that we don't know.
Oh,
that
please.
That is your.
After 10 years now, really?
Not when it comes to something like that. We don't want to do that.
I didn't report it. I just said what Thomas Hearns said.
Yeah.
That's not a report.
All right. Well, when we come back, BRS Cash will be joining us.
That's right.
He's if you don't know who he is, he's a rapper from Atlanta. He signed Interscope Records, and he had the record
Throat Baby.
Yes.
Now he's got a record called Cash App with Mulatto.
That's right.
Produced by Zach on the track from North Charleston, South Carolina.
All right, so we're going to talk to him when we come back. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Elia Kani, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, indeed.
BRS Cash. Morning, brother.
What's going on? Good morning.
Peace, young king. Man, I know the strippers got to love you because you make strip club anthems. You can play that whole project you just put out, Cash Only, and keep a woman on stage for 30 minutes straight.
Oh, yeah. For sure. They definitely going to make some money when my song drops. For real.
So let's start from the beginning for people that don't know. Well, how did you get the name? Let's start from the beginning. How did you get the name?
All right,
BRS
so,
Cash.
My name originally first was Cash. You know, I ain't no like coming up like, you know, copyrights and trademarks and stuff like that. So somebody had already ended up having that name trademark. So BRS is Bankroll Society, which is my entertainment. You know what I'm saying? So to brand myself with my entertainment, I just put BRS in front of Cash and just dropped the Cash.
You can't never go broke.
No, nah.
You can't ever go broke. Not if your name Bankroll Society.
Yeah, Bankroll Society.
Listen, how did you get into rapping? So how did you start rapping? How did you get into rapping? I mean, you're from Atlanta, so everybody Atlanta rapper. How did you get into rapping? What was your inspiration? How did you start off?
I started rapping like when I was about 12. When I was 12, I was modeling, so when I was modeling, I had to find like a talent, and my mom was in a girl group.
Now, wait, what you mean modeling now? Because there's modeling and there's the mall guy that says, hey, your son is cute, he should be a model. Which model are we talking about?
I don't really know. I really was just trying to find something to do, but my mom was in a girl rap group back in the day called Leather and Lace.
They had a deal, didn't they?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not even sure. Like, okay, by the time I was born, everything was different.
You ever heard any of your mama's songs?
You know the crazy part, I never listened to
Dan,
it.
Damn, pull up some Leather and Lace. Let's hear what mama talking about. We get to that later.
I never listened to it, but but yeah. So from there, you know, I guess the music was just in the family. It just gravitated to me.
You know, Throat Baby, man. Throat Baby is one of the most romantic songs I ever heard in my life.
Oh yeah, for sure.
What was your inspiration, sir?
Man, after a crazy encounter one night, I had to make a song about it.
Some crazy
crazy, because me, like, the reason why I made this song is, like, I'm a pleaser, you feel me?
Okay.
So, for me to get something that pleased me in such a way, I had to make a song, because I never really liked it like that until then.
Man, tell your old Uncle Charlotte some more, man. What city, what state? I'm living vicariously through you.
Oh, Atlanta.
Atlanta? Okay, yeah. Okay. Atlanta.
You never liked it like that?
Nah.
He ain't say that.
Yes, he did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I ain't never like it.
What?
Never liked it like that. And then when I got it, I was like, you know what? I gotta make a song. As soon as she left, I wrote the hook. I texted to her. It was up. But that ain't the first part. The friend, her ex-best friend, ended up giving me some even crazier.
What?
And that's how I came up with the second verse.
Yeah. What? Hold on, set the stage for us now. What you was doing? You was in the studio? You was on a date? What?
Nah, I wasn't in the studio. Yeah. I was in the second encounter was in the back of the Sprinter at the park.
Damn.
Yeah.
And she knew like that, like the friend?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She already like had a feeling. So, you know, she just outdid
it. Did y'all ever do it together? Did you ever get that? At the same time?
Man, nah, they had that fell out by then.
Yeah, yeah.
It was over with.
Because of you?
Nah, it wasn't because of me. It was something previously before that, but I think I was somewhere in that mix.
And you wrote a song about it?
Yeah, I wrote a song about it.
Did she ask for a cut of it?
Her boyfriend ended up blocking me.
What?
Yeah, he read. I guess he got her phone and started reading the text messages, so... It was over with. I ended up
and
then
with the lyrics to the song?
Yeah.
Throw Baby. Yep.
The whole thing. Because I told her it was about, I said, I wrote a hard song about you. I had to. I kept it real.
Hey, inspiration comes in a lot of different forms, man.
For sure. It changed my life, too.
Now, what does your mother think about you rapping now? Because since she was in the rap game.
She loved it.
I mean, also, what does she think about your song, Throat Baby?
So the crazy part about that is my mom, when she was telling me that she listened to the song, that's what inspired me. When her and my little sister started listening to the song, that's what inspired me to make the clean version. Because I was like, man, there's no way she going to keep going around her friends, let her friends hear this song. So I had to end up making a clean version from that.
Let me tell you something, young man. There's nothing you telling your mama or any of her friends that they don't know about.
Oh, I already know, but I just don't want my mama looking at me like that. Like, okay. This nasty boy, because she already think I'm nasty. So
you a man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But it's my mama, though.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I
want to remain
it.
Like an angel in her eyes.
Yeah. I saw it when they had you performing outside of a church in Georgia. at a Get Out and Vote event. You turned the lyrics to Throat Baby to Vote Baby.
Yeah, that's right.
Whose idea was that, and how soon did you fire them afterwards?
It was part of my idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because me growing up, I always felt like I had a voice, but I feel like people would overlook their voice. So when I seen the opportunity for me to use it in a positive way, I just ran with it. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. I came up with the song within probably like an hour. I switched all the words around.
But not the actual lyrics. You might have changed the hook, but you still sexy little bitch, sexy little hoe. You didn't say that?
Nah.
What'd you say? How'd you start it off?
I started like the clean version. Sexy little chick, sexy little whoa. I love the way you walk, love the way you talk. Let's all go walk to the pole. It's about time to catch the boat. Boat, baby. Yeah. Had to switch it up a little bit.
I get it.
So now, in the interview, you said you'd rather give than receive, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm a woman pleaser.
Talking about shit.
Now, the Throat Baby girls, they pleased you. So did you please them back in the back of the Sprinter?
Nah. I ain't do no pleasing in the back of the Sprinter, but probably like... a time for the second one, mm-hmm. Yeah. But the first one,
This is very interesting to me, because I don't know too many men that didn't like shit, and the fact that you liked giving it more than receiving it.
Yeah, it just turned me on. It turned me on. I don't know why.
Did you learn how to do it the proper way? Did you know how to eat immediately?
Oh, yeah, I watched all the videos.
Okay, like porn or
something? What videos did you watch?
We got to get into that. I was on the porn.
Because I learned through a book. Because, you know, I had a homegirl who told me I wasn't doing it right.
For real?
Yeah, and she gave me this book called The Ultimate Kiss. And it taught me how to properly eat the poom poom.
Oh, no. I just watched the videos and just practice made perfect.
Yeah. On one person or multiples?
Nah, one person at the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, now at my age, I didn't, you know.
Oh, please. You're 27. You ain't that child.
At my age.
You still don't know what you're doing quite yet. You learn. You're getting there.
Yeah.
Wait till you're about 35.
I got a long time for 35.
You talking about eating ass on your album too.
Now, you know I done slipped up and made a mistake.
That's not
times.
A mistake.
That ain't a mistake.
See, only a 27-year-old says it's a mistake. When you're grown, it's an intentional act.
Just doing it.
Yes.
Okay. That's right. You do it on a regular with the wife. Absolutely.
Okay, say no more.
All right, we got more with BRS Cash. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're kicking it with BRS Cash. You probably know his single, Throat Baby. He's from Atlanta, Georgia. He signed the Interscope. He's here.
So what are your thoughts on Atlanta and everything that's going on with Atlanta? The house break-ins, the robberies, the shootings. And does that make you move differently?
See, I've been moving different because, like, growing up, you know, you be hanging with some of the folks that's doing all of that. So to see folks do it, to be, like, firsthand seeing it, it'll automatically make you move different. You feel what I'm saying? So it don't surprise me, but I wish it would, like, you know what I'm saying, stop. Mm-hmm. Because at a certain point in time, folks is going through a pandemic. Folks is, you know what I'm saying, hurting for money and all that. But that don't mean go take it or, you know, do wrong to get it.
How do you protect yourself? Because, I mean, you know, they know you out here getting it. You see what you're doing.
I stay out of the way.
Yeah.
I stay out of the way. I got security. I got my security out there. But most importantly, I stay out of the way. Mm-hmm. And if anything, you know, folks going to respect me because I respect everybody else. Like, I move off of, I treat people how I would want to be treated. So I don't give, like, if somebody be like, hey, bro, you know, listen to my song. You know, I'm going to give a person a chance and talk to them. I'm not going to cold show them to make them feel like, oh, well, I got to do bro the wrong way because, you know what I'm saying, he just tried me. Mm-hmm. Like, nah, you know, if I got time, I'm chopping it up. I'm doing whatever. You know what I'm saying? I can.
Yeah, you know what? I miss the kind of music you make, man. Probably because, you know, I don't go to the clubs like I used to, but, like, records like, remember Chopper Style and all the Ying Yang Twin stuff?
Oh, yeah,
like,
for sure.
Just those records that was for the ladies. Was it a conscious decision to focus on the women and not do the so-called street stuff?
It was basically, so I'm going to tell you like this. My best friend, he was my manager,
mm-hmm.
and he ended up getting killed in 2015.
Man, sorry to hear that, King.
So, you know, a lot of the stuff that we was doing, I had made a vow to change my life, so I didn't really want to promote the violence and the other stuff that was going on in my life. Mm-hmm. I just really wanted to, you know, focus on, like I said, the fun, the party, you know what I'm saying, the ladies, because that's what I like. So I ain't really want to, you know, too much talk about the other stuff. Now, I will in some songs, but as far as just constantly doing it, and, you know, I don't really like it like that.
When your partner got killed, did that kill your drive or make you go harder?
It killed my drive for a minute. I slowed down. I had stopped for a good 2 years, and I really had to get myself together because I ain't really have it at the time, and he was mm-hmm. putting the money up for studio time. You know what I'm saying? He really believed in me and supported me. So after he left, it was just like I got lost, mm-hmm. and I ain't know what to do. You know, long live Zoop.
Did he got killed in Atlanta?
Yeah, got killed in Atlanta, man. Some folks that was working for him tied him up, and I had just got off the phone with him.
No,
like as soon as he got off the phone, he said, "I'm gonna call you back." I said, "Okay, cool." And like I would see him every day. My car was broke down at the time, so I couldn't go to the spot. So as soon as he got off the phone, he's like, yeah, I'm finna have some Ben. I'm gonna call you right back. Meet me at the studio. So he never called back about the studio time. And I was thinking, like, dang. So I called his brother, like, the next day. And like, yeah, check on your brother. I ain't heard from him. You know what I'm saying? His phone going straight to voicemail. That Sunday, I was singing in church in the choir, and he said he was gonna be there. And then when I got to church and I looked in the crowd and I seen he went there, I'm like, dang, bro. You know, he ain't never said he was gonna be somewhere and not call mm-hmm. me. So at the end of church, I sat down. And everybody went downstairs to eat. I sat at the altar and I had prayed a little bit and I was thanking. And like the next day they called me and was like, they found them. The maintenance man opened the door, found them tied up, shot in the head.
God damn. They were trying to rob them or they just?
Oh yeah, they robbed them. And then when they got caught, they had his clothes on. They had them bought new jewelry, everything. Like I said, you know, we was really out here doing it. But yeah. He was getting some money.
You said his own people did it to him?
Yep. It was two brothers that was working for him.
You said he was in the studio? They was working in the studio? Where they was working?
Nah, he was at his house.
Okay, okay. Working what? When you say working?
No,
Okay.
Charlamagne's kind of slow. He ain't figured out long
time. I ain't been in the street in a long time, you know what I mean? Whatever.
He was there working there. They found a space opportunity.
Damn,
what
man.
What got you back into it? They said it took you 2 years. So what got you motivated to say, you know what? I'm going to get back into it.
During that 2 years, my girl best friend, right here, RIP.
Yeah, you made the record Thug Cry for her.
Yeah, I did the record mm-hmm. Thug Cry. She got me through that little space. You know what I'm saying? She motivated me to keep going. And in that time, you know what I'm saying, just to see how much somebody supported me, it just made me want to go hard. And then once I got out of that grieving moment, I just got back to it. And I'm like, this is what he would want me to do. So in that time, I got back in the studio, started doing music. My friends from growing up, they the club promoters in the city.
Mm-hmm.
So they like, man, come on, give us a record so, you know, so we can help you out. So I'm like, okay, cool. So, you know, I'll keep making music, nothing, then register. So finally, they heard the Throat Baby. They like, bro, you got one. that right there in that whole little time period was like motivation. But then in the time period of Throat Baby coming out, because she one of the girls talking at the beginning, she got off work, got into a car crash, and she died. And she got to hear the song one time in the club. So from there, I just felt like I started even go harder even then, because it's like I felt like she blessed the track. So I keep her close by me, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Were you surprised with the success of Throat Baby, what you were talking about, and the fact that it was a number one record?
Oh, yeah, because upon releasing it, I was real hesitant about putting it out because I didn't want women to look at me in a certain type of way, like I was degrading them. But I had received a little bit of backlash from women.
My brother, all women give a
That's what I
all
said.
All men. I ain't gonna say all men. A lot of men eat.
Right.
I guess it's a sexual act. Like, right. What's degrading? You know what I'm saying? You was like, Throat Baby, the one to give them to you.
I sung it.
Yeah.
I showed how passionate I was behind it.
And to think you used to sing in the choir.
I did sing in the choir, no.
You said you was in the choir.
I was singing on that Sunday. Like, my dad, like, is deacon at the church.
Okay.
So, like, I would go in there, like, on men's day. I would volunteer to go up there with them for men's day, because, you know, it was the church was more so women than men, so I would go up there.
You remember any of the church songs you used to have to sing?
I mean, a little bit.
Which one?
I remember I can't even remember. See, the fact that you asked me just made me forget. It just made me forget.
All right, we got more with BRS Cash. When we come back, let's get into his hit single, Throat Baby. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Throat Baby, BRS Cash. He's in the building. Morning, everybody. We are The Breakfast Club. We're talking to him now. Charlamagne?
I read that you're into meditation, and now it makes so much sense because you've experienced real trauma. You know what I mean? You know, your man getting killed and Neek getting killed. Like, so is that what got you into the meditation?
Yeah, that's one thing that got me into meditation, but it's just channeling my energy. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I changed my life. So practicing the laws of attraction, treating people, you know, how you want to be treated, putting positive energy into the universe to receive it.
You read Rod the Burn, The Secret?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like one of my other homeboys, like, he older than me. He getting money, you know what I'm saying? He owned houses, got car service and stuff like that. And he was teaching me, like, how he manifested his businesses, you know what I'm saying, succeeding and stuff like that. And he actually taught it to me. Because, like, I was doing, like, odd jobs. So, if he needed something done in his house, I would go over there, do the maintenance, do the leaves or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Wash the cars for him. He would try to put money in my pocket to keep me out the streets. So, he started to teach me as I'm working for him, he started teaching me. Mm-hmm. And I just started practicing. And it made me look at people differently. It made me treat people differently. And things has been going up ever since.
Yeah, I love meditation. I go to therapy once a week too, but my homegirl, her name's Debbie Brown, she's one of the main mindfulness leaders in the country, and she's been telling me for the longest, you gotta start doing meditation, doing meditation. So I just started doing meditation with my beads and doing my chants, and I got my mantra. You got all that too?
Yeah. I write the affirmation down in the book. I write down goals that I want to accomplish. Mm-hmm. He taught me how to look in the mirror, and you got to become one with yourself before you can become one with anybody else, like all that. And it helps me with a lot of the pain and a lot of the stress, you know what I'm saying? So releasing it.
It's amazing. I try to do it before I go to bed. If I don't do it before I go to bed, I do it first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, man, it's like hitting reset on the Xbox.
All the negativity that people would say to you, you can just look right past it and laugh at it, and it don't even bother you.
Did you do any therapy or anything before the meditation?
Nah, I feel like I should, but I feel like the stuff that I've been through, me channeling that into my music, it kind of helps a little bit. So music is one of the forms of me, like, expressing myself. So I kind of get my feelings off in that type of way. So it's in a sense, it's like I'm telling people what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Every song that I got is a real life situation. Somebody around me, you know what I'm saying? It's something, so it's just like I'm getting it off my chest.
Yeah, I think music, I mean, I'm not a musician, but I would assume music is therapeutic, but it's not therapy, because music, you're telling somebody about the experience, but when you're in therapy, you're telling the therapist about the experience, but then you're also getting to how that experience makes you feel.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? And right. I just think it's a difference.
I mean, yeah, in a sense it is.
What's the biggest stress reliever, meditation or
meditation?
Hmm.
I wanted to ask, with your dad being a deacon, how does he feel about your music career and what you're rapping about?
Now, we
your dad done got some throat babies too, now, man. Look,
so my daddy, right? Like he was in prison for 11 years. So you know how that go. When he came home, it was just something for him to do.
Don't tell me you think your daddy full of shit now.
I know he is. Hey, shout out to my daddy.
So the church is a hustle for pops?
Nah, I think it's just something to keep him out the streets. Because he don't want to go back.
Yeah, that's good, though.
For sure.
But he believed what he preaching, at least, right?
I could be saying the wrong thing. I don't even think my daddy did. My daddy probably an usher. He the man that hold the door.
So he don't have a church.
Yeah, he got a church. It's our family church.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, so you come from a generation of pastors and deacons and all that. You say
I don't know about pastors. They own the church, but I don't think none of them with no pastor.
Who owned the church? Your family?
Yeah. I remember when my mom and my daddy got married, the old pastor, I think he ended up dying. Mm-hmm. So the church was just there. And I think they bought it or something. It's a situation. I forgot how it goes.
Yeah.
It's something like that, though.
They own the land or something? Y'all, your family own the land and all that?
I can't even tell you. I just know it's New Macedonia Baptist Church in Lithonia.
Does your daddy preach?
Nah, he don't be preaching.
Okay, so he's not a deacon then?
That's why I said I probably got the wrong name.
Okay.
Yeah. I know he in the church, though.
Yeah.
He go every Sunday and put the suit on and be at the door with the white glove.
But you too, though. Hold on, that's an usher, ain't it? Yeah, he is an usher.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Damn. Now, you also believe in the law of attraction, like you said, and I read something you did 10 years ago, which I thought was dope, something you spoke into existence. So, tell us about that.
So, I used to be at school or whatnot. You know, so I always knew that I was going to make it in rapping or whatnot. So I had made a fake contract. And I went online. I was, like, looking up record deal contracts. And then I had put Interscope on the contract. And I always kept it in the folder. I'm like, yeah, man, you know, these folks done offer me a deal. I used to go show the contract. I was like, yeah, these folks done offer me a deal. I don't know if I'm going to take it, though. And me keeping that contract brought it into existence today.
Wow.
And I end up going with Interscope because my ex-girlfriend was signed to Kylie Park and they was with Interscope. So I was like real familiar with it.
Oh, yeah, girl was a rapper too?
Yeah.
What was her name?
Her name was Kelsey. She was in a girl group called Bistoso Bosses. That Riot Wave had just sampled one of their songs.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Damn, so that's the law of attraction. So now you signed to Interscope.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I like what you're doing, BRS Cash, man.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate that.
Let's get into the record, man. Let's introduce the record for people that haven't heard Throat Baby.
You want to do Throat Baby or Cash App?
Oh, we can do Cash App, so we turning that one up.
Yeah, let's do Cash App. With my
Cash App. Introduce
produced by Zach on the track. North Charleston, South Carolina's own.
Yeah, what's poppin'? It's the kid, BRS Cash. Y'all finna get ready to listen to that Cash App featuring Mulatto, produced by my boy Zach on the track and Baby Breezy. Let's get it.
And tell them where to find you and all that good stuff.
You can find me on every social media website, BRSKASH, BRSKASH, BRS Cash, man. Breakfast Club, what they do?
Yes, sir.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Kirk Franklin's son, Carrion, posted a recording of an argument that the two of them had. And he posted, "This is why I'm done. No father should speak to their children like this. If I have any issues, it's because of this type of treatment that I deal with behind closed doors." Listen to this.
"Okay. If you think I'm really good, but let me say it like this. When your
I don't see nothing wrong with it. My dad would talk to me if I talked to my dad crazy immediately, and that man is 33 years old. So absolutely, I don't see nothing wrong with it.
All right, well, Kirk Franklin responded, and he did apologize.
"We've tried for many years through counseling, through therapy, to try to rectify this private family matter. Recently, my son and I had an argument that he chose to record. I felt extremely disrespected in that conversation, and I lost my temper, and I said words that are not appropriate. And I'm sincerely sorry to all of you. During that conversation, I called the family therapist and got that therapist on the phone to try to help. He never played that part of the recording. I'm not perfect. I'm human, and I'm going to make mistakes, and I'm trying to get it right. Please keep me and my family in your prayers."
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those times when, you know, you got to hear all sides, but truthfully, I don't have to hear all sides, because that's family business. Like,
That's family business, absolutely.
That son is 33 years old. That's not a little boy. I don't know why Kirk spoke to him like that, but I'm sure he had a good reason. And
Part of the reason is we can see, like, you release that audio trying to ruin your dad's career. Like you said, that's family business.
Well, no, but we don't know how it got to that point, though.
I mean, it doesn't matter. We all have had arguments with our parents, our sisters, our brothers, our situations. And I would pray that no matter what, whatever is family business is family business. You don't release an audio, try to embarrass your dad.
Yeah, of course.
No matter what it is.
But that's after the fact. No. We don't know what got them to that point. But like I said before, it doesn't matter to me, because that's their family business. And that's a grown ass man.
He's not a child. He's 33 years old.
Carrion responded on his Instagram story. He wrote, "He apologized to his fans only and not me. This is why I'm done." And then Kirk Franklin's daughter, who's Carrion's sister, Kennedy, went on social media and said, "This wasn't the last family pick we took. I'm really tired of this. If you want to air out things, I can do that too. I still have the screenshots. We all have screenshots and recordings too. What was so bad about your childhood? You were a black privileged boy. You were legit fed with a silver spoon and given countless opportunities. You just didn't take them. So what? Now you're mad because you're 33 and have nothing to show." Here's what else Kennedy said.
"I'll go to war. There's always another side to the story. And yep. I'm sorry if somebody keeps on disrespecting me and spewing out falsely allegations that could ruin my reputation and like that. I will cuss them the hell out as well.
Sorry.
I've just learned from previous experiences, whether it's with him or anything like that. Family don't mean nothing. Like, you don't got to be blood to be somebody's family."
Yeah, that's why I said it's family business. We got that one phone call. That's one glimpse, one side. We don't know what made it get to that point, but even still, that's their family business.
It's nobody's business but their own. At 99 years old, my grandmother would still whoop my ass if I stepped out of line. And I wouldn't do nothing. My pops is 70-something years old. He would still whip my ass if I did something wrong and stepped out of line. And that's how our family rocks. I don't know about anybody else's family, but Big Mama, she runs the family. And if you disrespect Big Mama, it is what it is. And it's also, that's my family.
It's also sad if you call a man, you know, a bitch ass N-word, and then they do something like, you know, release your recording.
It proves.
You're proving them right.
Yeah.
in a lot of ways. Okay.
Well, plot twist, Plies went on social media and said he sounded just like me on that phone. Hashtag none of us perfect. That was not my dog on that phone. That was me. I take full responsibility for those actions.
But even I don't understand why Kirk Franklin can't curse. Kirk Franklin never claimed to be perfect. Like, just because he makes gospel music, he can't curse.
Bro.
He can't let his emotions get the best of him sometime.
And you ever got cursed?
And that's your child.
I know you got cursed out by your pops before.
Man, please. I used to get beat with extension cords.
All right? Desley, I know you got cursed out by your pops before.
Of course.
Okay. All right.
But I'm just saying, that's a 33-year-old grown man. Like, I mean, I'm sure that it was a lot that, you know, got to that point for Kirk to react like that. But that's different.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Missy. Charlamagne, who are you giving that donkey to?
Now, there's no excuses for this young man. All right. Well, he's not a young man. He's an older man. But his name is Matt Rowan. We'll talk about it for after the hour.
All right. We'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Mountain Dew is partnering with HBCUs in an effort to uplift the next generation of badass black innovators and entrepreneurs with the Real Change Opportunity Fund Pitch Competition. Empowering students to go out and do. Visit MountainDew.com/realchange to enter.
You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eyes.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They waiting for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make a judgment of who was going to be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yeah, it's Donkey of the Day for Monday, March 15th goes to Matt Rowan. Who is Matt Rowan? He is an announcer for high school basketball in Oklahoma. He was calling a game last Thursday night, and one of the teams participating in the game were the Norman High School girls basketball team. Drop on the clues bombs for the Norman High School girls basketball team. Okay, the Norman High School girls basketball team decided to take a knee in protest. We all know what taking a knee means in sports. It's a gesture made famous by Colin Kaepernick to protest against police brutality and racism. Can't think of too many things that piss off white supremacists more than taking a knee during a national anthem. Now, a lot of white supremacists try to mask their racism and bigotry under the guise of being patriotic. They say if you take a knee during the national anthem, you are being unpatriotic. But we all know it has nothing to do with the lack of respect they think you're showing for the red, white, and blue, and everything to do with the lack of respect that they have for the black. Period. Don't believe me? Well, let's look at Exhibit A. Matt Rowan, announcer who was calling the game for an online broadcast on the NFHS network when he saw the protest. He had some words for the Norman High School basketball team, and he didn't realize his microphone was on. Let's go to CBS News for the report, please.
A hot mic caught a sports announcer using a racist slur during a high school basketball game in Oklahoma. It happened when the team from Norman High School knelt during the national anthem Thursday night. The local school system has severed ties with him.
Now, I couldn't really hear what the slur was. Do you have an isolated? Okay, now, kneeling is in protest to racism and police brutality, which usually goes hand in hand. But if I'm kneeling to protest racism and your response to my kneeling is they're kneeling, effing niggers, aren't you proving us right? Okay, don't ask why we kneel when your response in 2021 to me kneeling is you calling me the N-word. I don't claim to be the smartest man in the world. I've said it a million times on this radio. I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, nor am I the strongest Avenger. But man, oh man, if y'all want people to stop kneeling, stop protesting, then stop giving them things to protest and kneel about. Okay, now that's only the first part of Donkey today. It's a couple reasons he's getting donkey. One is for the blatant racism. Second is for the statement he put out apologizing. Would you like to know why Matt Rowan's, would you like to know what his excuse was for calling these girls the N-word? Let's go back to CBS News for the report, please.
It happened when the team from Norman High School knelt during the national anthem Thursday night. The announcer, Matt Rowan, later blamed his remarks on his diabetes and a blood sugar spike. The local school system has severed ties with him.
Huh? High blood sugar? Diabetes? Really? Your blood sugar levels are very low compared to your blood mayonnaise levels, okay? Type 1 diabetes. This is type 1 racism, okay? I didn't know racism was a side effect of diabetes. I don't know how, because there's nothing sweet about racism. By the way, last time that I checked, Black Americans had higher rates of diabetes than white Americans. So can we use diabetes as an excuse to be bigots? I mean, I had to Google the side effects of diabetes. I see foot ulcers, cardiovascular disease, vision impairment, gum disease, fatigue, strokes, nerve damage, but nothing about racism, nothing about bigotry. In Matt's statement, he said, I suffer from type 1 diabetes, and during the game, my sugar was spiking and I became disoriented, and I often say things that are not appropriate as well as hurtful when I'm in this state. I do not believe that I would have made such horrible statements absent my sugar spiking. Let's unpack this. As my therapist says, number one, Matt, you said in your statement that you often say things that are inappropriate as well as hurtful when your sugar is spiking. So this wasn't an isolated incident, okay? Because you said this happens often, all right? This is what you do on the regular. And you said, I do not believe that I would have made such horrible statements. I do not believe. What do you mean you do not believe? If I ask you not to do something, yes or no is the only answer that suffices. If you tell me you don't believe you would do something, I can't trust that. Matt, why can't you trust yourself that you wouldn't call Black people N-words if your blood sugar level wasn't spiking? I'll tell you why. Because you're a racist. That's it. And furthermore, when your blood sugar level is spiking, you get fatigued, you get shortness of breath, you get a very dry mouth. I didn't hear none of that. In fact, that nigga sounded wet when it came out your mouth. Okay, I also didn't hear no trouble breathing. And you damn sure didn't sound tired. Matt, just please let Kathy Griffin give Matt Rowan the biggest hee-haw.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
Luckily, he was fired. Okay? And that's that.
Cracker ass, cracker!
Hey, drop one of Clues bombs for Chris Rock.
Damn it, man. Whoa. All right.
Wow, Chris. Okay? Wow. Didn't know you wanted to add that.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Now, when we come back, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. We just reported in the rumors that Kirk Franklin and his son got into, I guess, an argument. They went back and forth, and his son released the audio, we believe. So let's hear a clip of it right fast.
Okay. If you think I'm racist, let me say it like this. When your ass
I dare you.
God
did say shut the F up.
God knows Kirk Franklin's heart.
So let's open up the phone lines. Could you forgive your child? All right, if they released the audio.
After they recorded me like that?
Recorded you and then released the audio, because I mean, let's be serious, let's be obvious. He's trying to ruin Kirk Franklin's career, right? That's the reason why you would release the audio of a pastor or a Christian artist person, right?
They were trying to embarrass him, at least maybe in the
mess up his career as well. I believe.
Well, it shouldn't ruin his career at all, because none of us are perfect, and all of us have been in those situations with somebody that we love.
All right. So let's open up the phone lines. Could you forgive your child? 800-585-1051. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pull out your phone.
Call in right now.
You call me.
Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic.
Break it down.
800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Kirk Franklin and his son. They got into a little argument. His son released the audio. Can we play a clip of it right fast?
Okay. If you think I'm racist, let me say it like this. When your ass starts to get your skinny motherfucker. Back out the goddamn way before I put my foot in your
because I dare you.
Shut the
I did it.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. Can you forgive your child if this is what they did to you? Release the audio. I guess we could start with you, Charlamagne. Could you forgive your child?
Yeah, I would forgive my child. You know what I mean? I would definitely forgive my child for releasing that audio because, I mean, that's my child. But, you know, once again, that man is not a child. He's 33. He's a grown-ass man. I don't have a son. I got three daughters. But I know it got to a point in my life where I was trying my pops. You know what I'm saying? You get older and you think you can try pops. And my pops had to treat me like he would treat any nigga off the street. So I'm not mad at Kirk. And I think it was quite lame of Kirk's son to record him and release that. You know what I mean? So if you're going to treat me like I'm just, you know, any old Joe Blow that you dealing with and not your daddy, I'm going to talk to you like you any old Joe Blow and not my son. And by the way, that aggression that Kurt had, that probably came from the fact that was his son. The fact that his son did try him like that, the person that you actually raised and, you know, invested in time and money and just being a father, that probably hurt different than anything else that Kirk has ever been through, and that's why he went to that place.
I would forgive my son, but I would never forget it. That's something that I would never forget. I don't know how you guys were raised out there, but, you know, you never went against your mom or your dad. I mean, in the house, if you got into an argument, you got into an argument. You never disrespected your father. You never disrespected your mother. And no way in hell would I ever do anything to try to hurt my pops or hurt my mother or try to get them in trouble. No matter how bad the argument was, how nasty it got, that's just how we were raised in our family. Like, you can get into an argument, but you never go against your family. Never, you know, whether it's your aunt, your uncle, your grandmother, your grandfather, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, you never go against your family, try to put anything out to ruin your family. You can do anything you want in the house to get in an argument, but you don't get disrespectful. And my dad has put hands on me one time for getting disrespectful. I remember it was after a baseball game, and I said something wild to him, and he punched me dead in my chest, and that was enough for me. And I will never disrespect my parents again, ever. And same thing with my kids. If my kids get disrespectful of me, yeah, as Mano has said, the hand of God will come down. What do you feel, Ye?
I mean, I just hope that this leads to them actually mending whatever issues they have, because they've been having issues with their relationship. And so all you can do is hope that something like this explodes and it makes you realize, okay, what can we do to try to fix this? And if not, I don't know. But family, sometimes you hurt the people closest to you.
Forget all that. If you had a child and your child released some audio of you, saying
some wild-ish. I can't
imagine
you ever talking like that, though. I don't
know.
Could
you forgive him?
But yeah, again, I would forgive him. That's my child. I mean, at the end of the day, that's my child. I would forgive him. But I mean, that don't mean I'm not going to be mad. That don't mean I'm not going to be pissed off. You know what I'm saying? That mean that I'm not going to be looking at him sideways for a while. But that's still my child.
I can't imagine you just not loving and your child just because of that.
It's impossible. A parent's love should be unconditional. Now,
absolutely.
I think it's like that on the mama side. Mama and grandma love you unconditionally.
No matter what.
Daddy got some conditions. I really believe that. I really believe in some conditions with daddy.
Daddy got some conditions?
Daddy got conditions. Mama and grandma love you unconditionally. Daddy, I think, got conditions. So,
all right.
I
mean,
and Kirk Franklin did say he did have a therapist on the phone and was trying to work through some things. If he really didn't care, he wouldn't even speak to him at all. So the fact that you can get that upset and emotional does show that at least there's some emotion.
And by the way, Kirk knows that young man better than any of us. We do realize that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So if Kirk got to that point with that young man, he got to that point for a reason. We on the outside looking in, trying to piece things together because of one phone call. Nah, no, we can't.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris.
What's going on?
Could you forgive your son if your son did that, put out audio trying to ruin your career and embarrass you, brother?
I would forgive my son if he tried to embarrass me and ruin my career, because at the end of the day, that's still my son. We're a family. But at the same time, I'm going to have to take my belt off, and I'm going to have to get that ass. I come from a family where you do not disrespect an elder at all whatsoever. Mm-hmm. You know, it starts as a chain of command. Grandma's on top. Then papa, then mama, you know, your aunts and uncles.
That's right.
And so forth, you know. So you never disrespect an elder. No one will back you up if they found out in my family you disrespect the elder. You're going to get what you deserve.
All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines, talk to some more people. 800-585-1051. Could you forgive your son if this was the situation? It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I know it now. I'm in.
The
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about Kirk Franklin and his son. They got into an argument. We played the audio earlier, and we're asking, can you forgive your son? Or your child, I should say. Hello, who's this?
Yo, yo, it's Greg from North.
Greg, what's going on, bro?
What's good, man?
Could you forgive your son, man?
Charlamagne.
Peace, King.
Yee, how you doing, Miss? I'm sorry.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. So, I mean, if I had a son, which hopefully I will have one hopefully soon, I'd definitely forgive him. It's going to take some time, you know what I mean? You know, it's we both need to go to therapy, but it's going to be, you know, we both have to go with open mind and go see a therapist, counseling, whatever, individual as well as together. But, you know, it's that old saying, I can forgive. I ain't going to forget, though.
That's
absolutely
right.
I'll forgive you. But
you know what scares me, though, too? You know, we all know things that our parents have done that could get them locked up, whether it's something small or something big.
What?
Well, I mean, we all do. I mean, let's be honest. Whether let's be honest. It's something small.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
What the hell kind of crime family y'all had going on in Queens?
Yeah, I didn't say that. I don't know nothing that my parents did.
I don't know nothing about that. Did you snitch on your parents?
Like I said, we all know something that our parents have done that could get them in trouble. We all know. Y'all can sit here and lie. But
like what, though?
What?
You don't have an example.
No, I don't know anything that would get my parents locked up.
My dad abused drugs.
That could get him locked up.
Yeah, but he was in rehab, so that's not a secret.
But I'm just saying, we all know something that could get our parents in trouble.
My dad sold drugs. He got locked up for that. So, I don't know.
I said, we all know something that could have got our parents in trouble. Your dad sold drugs and used drugs. Yes, we all know something that could have got our parents in trouble. And if he's willing to release something like that, who knows what else he's willing to release? That's all I'm saying.
Let me ask my parents right now. What I don't know about.
Hello?
Yes.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, good morning. Now, we're asking, you know, would you forgive your child if they release audio of you wilding out, trying to embarrass you or trying to ruin your career?
Listen, my 10-year-old son would have known better. So at 33, ain't no forgiveness, ain't no understanding. Only forgiveness is going to be had is when I go upside your head for real. You can put that on Facebook. Post that fat lip when I get done with it. Ain't no excuse for what he did. And you 33? My son can't even record a video in my house without saying, Mama, I'm going live. Nah.
That's real, though.
He done
I'm not mad
fat
at you.
Lip for real. And you in my house? Nope.
I don't know if
nope,
Dan is.
I'm sure he's still taking care of his ass, too. Nope.
Yeah, I don't know all the details. I don't know if he still live with Kirk or if Kirk's still taking care of him. But I think the biggest thing to remember here is that that man is 33 years old. And
33.
Yeah, you're dealing with an adult. It may feel like you're still dealing with your child, but that's a mature adult. And they should be treated with respect unless they disrespect me.
And at that age, he know what fighting words is, too.
That's right. That's right.
So at that age, you know better.
All right.
It wouldn't have been all that talking if it were me. For Kirk Franklin to apologize? What you apologizing for disciplining him for? You need to apologize that you had to discipline him at 33.
I'm with you.
No,
thank you, Mama.
Wouldn't been no apology neither. Them fans don't live in your house, because if they did and they were talking to me like that, they'd have got the same problem.
He told his dad to shut the F up. I can't even imagine my dad being in his 70s, me telling him to shut the F up.
By the way,
y'all raised differently, man.
By the way, my daddy put the fear of God in me when I was young. That beating with the extension cord and then making me go take a bath, I wish I would tell my daddy shut the F up. Even at this age, I'm not
y'all
doing that.
Y'all raised different, man.
Please.
There's no way. No way. Hell no. Shut the F up.
I'm still scared of my pops.
Still scared of my moms and my dad. I'm still scared of my grandmother. She passed away many years ago. What are you talking about? All right, what's the moral of the story?
Oh, the moral of the story is, you know what I mean, when it comes to any of these situations with your children, regardless of how old they are, always approach the situation with love. But when you got these grown-ass kids, remember you're dealing with an adult, and you may feel like just yesterday they were children, but they are mature adults, and they should be treated with the respect they deserve, unless they disrespect you.
All right. Well, yeah, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, and there were rumors going around that this famous couple has broken up. Well, we'll tell you what they're saying about working through things.
All right. Dramos is so hurt about
this,
too.
Puerto Rican flags are at half-mast this morning all across America. Puerto Rican flags are at half-mast all across America because of this news.
All right. We'll get into it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's about time.
What's going on?
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right, well, that just came in. So right now they are announcing what the Oscars are, nominees are. So Daniel Kaluuya got nominated for Best Supporting Actor for Judas and the Black Messiah. That's what we know so far.
He should win
that. This is happening in real time, yes. So we'll keep you guys updated on that. Now let's talk about J-Lo and A-Rod. So there were reports over the weekend that the two of them had called off their engagement. That's all amidst rumors that Alex Rodriguez was pursuing Madison LaCroix from Southern Charm. Well, they did issue a joint statement insisting that they are still together, but they are working through some things. Yes. Meanwhile, J-Lo put out some old video clips and photos, and she posted a song by Sweetie, Pretty Bitch Freestyle.
I ain't worried about a blog or a bitch.
You're dumb.
Speaking on my moves like it's news, you a snitch.
Puerto Rican flags are flying at half mast right now. Puerto Rican flags are flying at half mast until this situation gets resolved.
I don't like how excited you are over there.
I'm not excited.
It sounds like it.
You've been in here with a tear coming out one eye all morning. I'm just, you know, I want the best for you and your community.
When A-Rod was caught by TMZ, they asked him if he was single, and he said, I'm not single, no. So looks like they are trying to work things out, but this has been bubbling over for some time right now, this whole report of A-Rod FaceTiming with the woman from Southern Charm. So we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. He's innocent.
I'm with you. He's innocent.
All right, now let's discuss Renny Rucci versus Mulatto. How did this happen? Well, Mulatto dropped that freestyle, which we played last week on The Breakfast Club. And if you guys didn't hear it, here's the beatbox freestyle.
Big Lotto, big money, big Balenciaga, big, big, take everything, mother big. I'm the biggest, bitch. And ain't nothing big about y'all hoes. So if the bitch name ain't Lotto, don't put big in front of it.
All right, well, Renny Rucci responded, and she did her own beatbox freestyle. She said, if it ain't directed, it ain't respected, but it's still going to be addressed.
Big Renny, the biggest. I've been waiting on the day a rapping bitch try to drop a dish. You talk shit on the seat, but we all know who the biggest is. I've been counting Benjamins, look like I hit the Lotto. Bitch, you know just what the business is. I really hit the Lotto. I was really being humble, could have been popping this big bitch. Shit, I feel like three summers, bust down 41, that big shit. Your bitch can't show me nothing new. Cause all that shit I've been did. I hope she really keep it cute before she get a wig split. Goddamn, Alyssa, you look like Rena in all your pictures. How you take a bitch, lushed out, and turn around and try to diss her?
I have no idea what the hell is happening, but I like the fact it's being addressed in raps. But
yeah, I mean, like, because, you know, Big Lotto, and then obviously putting the big in front of your name, and then Renny Rucci made her name the biggest on Instagram.
So the arguments about Big.
What about Big Sean, Big Pun, Biggie Smalls? It's been a lot of bigs. Like, what are they arguing about?
Right. You know, I think she felt like Mulatto was taking shots. Some people did take offense. And it's a freestyle. Like you said, it's music. And Renny Rucci actually said on social media, it's rap, not beef. Big difference. I don't have beef with nobody. At the end of the day, whoever felt some type of way was supposed to rap about it, not those subliminals. But that's just my opinion.
Hey, well, Renny Rucci from Irmo, South Carolina. So drop on the clues bombs for Renny Rucci, damn it. Okay. Stop crack all day. I like
my bombs, both of them. Both of them be spitting. I like both of them, actually.
Yeah, I will say, though, it does sound like they battling each other on that, on the thing. Like, they sound like both of them on that beatbox freestyle.
All right, and here is what, we actually had Renny Rucci on Lip Service recently. Here's what she had to say about women in rap.
Everybody be online kicking that, oh, girl power, and we need to work together. It's unity, and we need, I'm happy for everybody. That be on the internet. Bitches really don't be trying to work for real. I'm talking about females in general. Like, we really gotta stick together. It ain't a lot of us. They let the he say, she say really control the narrative. Fans be making beef. And instead of bitches getting online and being real and straight to the point, they let the shit linger and carry on. And that's how beefs be getting started.
All right. So hopefully this is just some things that are just going to be only on, you know, in the music. And I feel like it will be. Right. And that's the right response. If you feel like somebody's talking about you, address it in the music. Mm-hmm. All right. Now we are updating what's happening with the Oscars and some of these nominations live. Chadwick Boseman was nominated for actor in a leading role. Also in Best Picture, Judas and the Black Messiah was nominated for that. The Trial of the Chicago 7 was also nominated for Best Picture. Mm-hmm. For Best Director, let's see, we had another round, Thomas Vinterberg, Mank, Minari, Nomadland, and Promising Young Woman. For Best Actress in a Leading Role, Viola Davis for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Andra Day for The United States versus Billie Holiday, Vanessa Kirby, Pieces of a Woman, Frances McDormand for Nomadland, and Carey Mulligan for Promising Young Woman. So these are just some of the nominations. Sacha Baron Cohen for The Trial of the Chicago 7. Of course, we already told you, Daniel Kaluuya for Judas and the Black Messiah, Leslie Odom Jr. for One Night in Miami. Lakeith Stanfield was also nominated for Judas and the Black Messiah for Best Supporting Actor. Best Supporting Actress, we're getting all these nominations in right now. So
they got Best Original Screenplay, too, Judas and the Black Messiah. Judas and the Black Messiah deserves to win all the awards.
I agree.
Phenomenal film.
It's really great.
Yeah, that's going to be a big year. So I'll be interested. I'm just glad that they, even as we're looking at these nominations, just seeing who's on these lists so far. So shout out to Shaka King, too, for Judas and the Black Messiah. He actually directed that movie.
Well, I want to know who the hell is the lead in Judas and the Black Messiah. If Daniel and Lakeith are both nominated for Best Actor in a Supporting Role, who was the lead in that movie?
I didn't know
that was possible.
Yeah, that is weird.
That's almost like they're trying to cancel both of them out, because I thought Lakeith was the lead, so he should be nominated for Best Actor, and Daniel.
But I guess it's
Best
Judas and
actor.
The Black Messiah, so.
Yeah, but one still got to be a lead and it got to be a supporting
actor.
Yeah,
which one is the lead?
It feels like they're trying to cancel both of them brothers out because they know both of them brothers could win in those categories. But that could just be me being a conspiracy theorist.
All right, well, we will keep you updated as these nominations are just coming in right now. That is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. All right, now when we come back, we got the People's Choice Mix. Get your request in. Revolt, we'll see you tomorrow. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Angela here, and the General Insurance has been helping people save money for nearly 60 years. They offer the quality coverage you deserve at prices you can afford. Make the right call and go with the General. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. Some restrictions apply.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Women's History Month, and who we repping today, Yee?
Well, today we got to give a big shout out to Tiffany Haddish. She won Best Comedy Album at the Grammys for Black Mitzvah. And she was the only woman nominated in this category this year for comedy. And you should know that there has barely been any women who have won in that category, period. She's actually only the sixth woman to win and only the second Black woman. So here is Tiffany Haddish actually discovering that she was winning.
It's Women's History Month, and we're celebrating the most influential women in history. Check out this phenomenal woman.
I'm just happy with being nominated, personally.
I've been nominated a couple of times.
Yeah, I've been nominated a couple of times for some things.
But I just
and
won
I
a Grammy.
Love. I just what?
You just won a Grammy.
I just love being nominated.
I just won a Grammy. Are you serious?
Congratulations! You just won the Best Comedy Album.
Y'all serious?
I'm serious. This is no lie. This is for real.
I really won.
Woo-woo.
You know, a Black woman hasn't won in that category since 1986. Can I tell you why I'm crying?
Why?
It's a lot of bumpy roads that you cross, right? And it's a lot of times you feel like, well, am I doing the right thing? Is this good enough? Am I good enough? Am I strong enough to do this job? And then you just have to believe in yourself as much as you can. And against all odds, you just say, you know what? I'm going to just put my best foot forward and I'm going to give the world the best that I got, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything is possible.
And that was another phenomenal woman in history.
All right, so again, congratulations during Women's History Month to Tiffany Haddish, making history yet again. She was up against Bill Burr, Jim Gaffigan, Jerry Seinfeld, and she beat them all.
All right. Shout out to Tiffany Haddish. All right, when we come back,
Big Tiff.
We got the positive note.
Don't Move is the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Again, shout out to everybody that came out to Atlanta for our real estate seminar while we try to teach people how to get into the real estate game, whether it's a multi-unit or your first single home or whatever it may be, wholesaling. We just try to teach people what we honestly didn't know, and we had to figure it out. So shout out to everybody that came. It was sold out. We appreciate you guys. I know a lot of people have been asking, you know, when are we coming to your city? We can only go to places that are open. We're actually going to be doing New York, New Jersey, May 2nd. And again, you know, it's only 30% of the people allowed in the building. So it's going to be a very small seminar, but you guys are invited to come. Just click the link in my bio for more information. Shout out to Rugs at Copper Cove. I appreciate the love. Also, a shout out to Akinelli. Akinelli purchased a club in Atlanta called King of Diamonds. So King of Diamonds Atlanta is open now. So shout out to Akinelli. I seen Akinelli. Shout out to Ed Lover. I ran into Ed Lover when I was down there as well. So shout out to all my ATL family, BQE. And I just have a great time every time I go to ATL. I just love the food in Atlanta. Like, the food in Atlanta will definitely get you gaining some pounds. So shout out to everybody in Atlanta. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
Yeah, I do have a positive note, man. The positive note is simply this. Self-care. Right. I know a lot of us take Sundays to do a lot of self-care. Just know that, you know, caring for yourself is not caring for yourself is not self-indulgence. It is self-preservation.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Y'all finished or y'all done?
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.